connecting the wheels of a car or wagon, whatever, the steel rod that connects one to the other.
The axle.
And on a wagon wheel, the inside part's the hub, and the spokes come out, and they fit into the...
rim.
What's the rim made out of?
Well, it could be wood, but it probably would be metal nowadays.
There's a wooden, several sections, wooden sections, that's, so this is the hub.
And the spokes.
Okay, there's, this part's wood, and there's several, maybe five or six wooden sections.
I have no idea what that's called.
Okay, do you ever hear balance?
Never.
And if you have a wagon and two horses, the long wooden piece that comes between them.
The thing that sticks out, like, not the wagon tongue. The wagon tongue sticks out, and you hook this piece of wood onto it, and then you hook the horses or the oxen to it.
Well, I was referring to the tongue, but what do you call it?
Okay, the wagon tongue? Okay, I think that's called a single tree.
Okay.
She put out, it sticks out, and you hook the yoke of the horses onto it.
What about if you have two horses and each one has a single tree? What holds the two single trees together?
I don't know.
Do you ever hear double tree or double single tree?
No.
And?
I think I read single tree. I don't think I've been around enough wagons to have people explain the distinctions of their parts.
What do you have with a buggy? You back the horse between the?
Shafts.
And
that I have heard. My grandparents used to have a buggy. When they were young, before they were married, they rode in buggies.
Someone had a load of wood in his wagon. He was driving along. You'd say he was...
driving the horses, or what?
Or if he had some wood and he was taking it from one place.
Oh.
Filling it up at one place and unloading it, you'd say he was...
carrying a load of wood.
Did you ever say hauling or drawing?
Yes,
or?
Yes, hauling wood, sure.
Okay.
Wouldn't say drawing, I'd say hauling though, sure would.
An X-shaped frame you could set a log in to chop it, just like this.
Like a sawhorse?
Okay.
A sawhorse usually doesn't have an X up above it, it's usually a V with a board between the two upside down V's. But I wouldn't make another term for it. If somebody were using an X-shaped one, I'd call that a sawhorse too.
And something you'd put in a pistol would be a...
a bullet? A cartridge?
Is there any distinction between those two?
Not to me.
And you'd straighten your hair using a comb and a...
brush.
And if
hairbrush.
If you were going to use that, you'd say you're going to...
brush my hair.
And you'd sharpen a straight razor on a leather...
razor strop.
Okay. What would you sharpen a small knife on?
A whetstone, maybe, but... I'd probably use my electric knife sharpener.
What's something that is big and it would turn around? People would sharpen an axe or...
a grindstone.
Okay. And something that children play on, take a board and...
a seesaw. A seesaw.
Any other name?
A teeter-totter, but I don't use that. I've heard other children call it that, but I don't think they were from here. A teeter-totter seems like a foreign to this area usage, and I don't know why.
If you saw some children playing on that, you'd say they were...
seesawing.
What's something that would be a board to be fastened down at both ends? The children would stand in the middle and jump up and down.
We never did that exactly. My kids have something like that at school that's slightly flexible but not really bouncy, and they call it a balance beam. And we call it, I would probably call it that. We didn't have that kind of a thing as a play equipment.
This balance beam, is that the like about 4 inches, 6 inches across?
It's something like a 4x8 or 6x8 piece of lumber put on two things raised about a foot off the ground. It doesn't matter what you put the ends on, just